Count of the Saxon Shore. Language comes from the sea, lodged between paw and fur, dislodged at customs, brought before the border, stretched across the throat. The hot, thick breath of courtrooms, its arms articulate as the juror's ring binder, page pulled back over page to note the dribbling scalding down the chin, the sap between the bark of each point. An affricate consonant is conjured as it rises from its chair. An African continent chopped and joined with agile jurisdiction. The language of restraint slips its tongue through aircraft and removal, I mean residential centres, speaks its technique in the public sphere, refined with the soft voice of a private contract, his Adam's apple rising in concert with the line drawn between safety and murder, our channel choked with the affluence of decisions made in secret. Judgments torn from so many eyelids, so many lashes brushed aside, a language jammed into tape detained between the clipped decay of other unnameable frequencies. Stolen voices faded in the mix of a speck of grit caught in the throat's gorge, unreachable but for a smooth truncheon or some equivalent that fits right in and brings to gag release once the throat is cleared and the rubber floor cleaned. Language locked, now dislodged, can speak again with fragile, borrowed tongue, generous, gifted. Rental, tongue, not due back for another fortnight.